This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. We got word today that Boeing CEO David Calhoun will step down by year's end. This after a rough start to 2024, with a door panel blowout on a 737 MAX 9 jet, a subsequent criminal investigation, and tougher scrutiny from the FAA. Calhoun's departure is part of a wider shakeup. The head of the commercial airplanes unit is retiring immediately, and there'll be a new board chair. Bill Saporito is an editor-at-large at Inc. magazine and a contributor to the New York Times. Bill, thanks for joining us again.
Good afternoon. It's nice to be here.
So do you think there was something specific that led to Calhoun stepping down now?
No, I don't. I think this was a case of the hole kept getting deeper for Boeing, and the boards decided to stop digging, right? The bad news would not end. And, you know, to mix metaphors, shoes keep dropping. So you just can't keep going this way. Something has to change. And the board decided to change from the top.
So as we mentioned, Boeing is under pressure on multiple fronts. What is the big strategic decision that the board is facing now?
Well, clearly they need a CEO who can run this thing, right? Who can bring back the safety culture that defined Boeing for decades and decades and decades until it lost its way. So that has to be reestablished.
And how important an element is aerospace experience going to be in that?
Well, this is a big debate that corporations have, all right? Do you want somebody from within or without? If you recall, Boeing, you know, Calhoun's out of General Electric, right? So he's an outsider brought in to shake things up. And apparently that didn't work out. Years ago, you all remember that Alan Mulally, who was the head of the commercial at Boeing, was passed over for the job. He ends up at Ford. He's an outsider, but he turns Ford around. So it's kind of like you need the right person with the right skills, but you can't always be right about it.
What are the constituencies that you think the next CEO has to have on board? Because right now, it seems like everybody is mad at them.
Okay, so who are the constituencies, right? They're the shareholders, they're the customers, the employees, the suppliers, the community, right? These are the typical group. I would say right now, Boeing has to be run for the customers because it has not been run for the customers. It has been run for the shareholders for the last 5 or 6 years, and that's been a failure, all right? Shoveling money to the shareholders is bad for a manufacturing company like Boeing. It has to be run for the customers, because if you run it for the customers, the shareholders will ultimately benefit.
And when you say customers, of course, some of the biggest ones are U.S. airlines who buy Boeing's airplanes. What are they going to be looking for?
A prompt delivery. Meeting delivery schedules is really, really important. Airlines have had to cancel flight schedules. They've had to cut flights out of the system because they don't have the planes. That's a huge problem, needless to say. So I think the more important constituent here is the airlines themselves, the people who are buying the planes.
You know, Bill, the last time we talked, you stressed that the right CEO at the right time can be a game changer for any organization. Do you see some likely candidates for the next CEO?
I think there'd actually be quite a few people who wouldn't mind taking charge, who would say, you know, I can make that place go. There's an internal candidate in Stephanie Pope, who was put in line to succeed Calhoun. Now, you could make the argument that an insider might be the best person right now, someone who understands the culture from way back when, all right? So in essence, Boeing has to go backwards in a way. They need to revert to the culture that made them famous. And who would know that? Okay. It would be someone from the inside. And it would also be someone who needs the trust of the employees straight away. So those are two important elements that favor an insider.
You know, we keep hearing this wish, this thought that Boeing should move its headquarters back to Western Washington, to the Seattle area. How likely really is that scenario?
Well, I agree with that sentiment. I think that, you know, when you live over the shop, you pay more attention. But when you think of Boeing's customers, the U.S. government is obviously the biggest, right? There's so much business to be had there. So it's where they move their headquarters. I think it would be a great kind of gesture to move back to Washington, where it all began, and to say, I'm going to live where the problem is right now. And even if they don't move the corporation back, the next CEO should set up shop in Seattle and say, I'm not moving until we get this straightened out.
Interesting. What are you going to be looking for next in this search for the next positions of leadership that are open now?
Well, I think you need someone who's experienced at high-tech manufacturing, who has shown that they can work in a union shop, which Boeing is for the most part, and who can kind of get the employees to rally around them, whoever that is. I mean, that's going to be really important. I think the Boeing employees have been discouraged, frustrated. Teams want to win, right? You know, your team wants to win, my team wants to win, Boeing wants to win, and they need someone who's going to give them that chance.
Bill Saporito is an editor-at-large at Inc. magazine and a contributor to the New York Times. Bill, thank you for talking about Boeing with us today.
My pleasure.